Now, a reminder that it is both Father's Day and Youth Day on Sunday. And talking specifically about the youth part thereof right now, quite appropriately, youth of South Africa will once again be raising their voices in protest this long weekend, this time speaking out against climate change. You may recall it was about the middle of March that South Africa joined in the global climate strike. I think about 2,000 children in total made it to the gathering outside Parliament here in Cape Town. And of course, it was incredibly significant that very evening, Cyclone Idai struck the Southeast African coastline. We saw that massive loss of life and terrible devastation caused by that storm. It really threw such focus onto the issues those children and young adults were protesting about. It's happening again tomorrow. School children from all over Cape Town are due to gather outside Parliament, once again demanding that adults in leadership positions start taking steps to protect their future from climate and ecological breakdown. Now, the event is being organised under the banner of the African Climate Alliance, of which the Princess Flay Forum is a member. And on the line with me is the forum's conservation manager, Denisha Anant. Denisha, lovely to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Papa. Thanks for having me.
Won't you tell us why the forum's chosen to get involved in this African Climate Alliance and the march on tomorrow?
Well, the forum has chosen to get involved because we share the same vision as the African Climate Alliance, as well as other organizations who are aligned with this organization. So the African Climate Alliance is just an umbrella organization, and it basically mobilized a bunch of socio-ecological organizations who work with youth and adults to sort of do work in communities along the lines of sustainable development, conservation, and environmental education.
Okay. Now, I can't help thinking that it was just yesterday on my show that I interviewed a young environmental crusader called Rocco, who's only 9 years old.
Yes.
And was recognized for his efforts in beach cleanups and helping to raise awareness around recycling. We know Sweden's Greta Thunberg is still a teenager. On the one hand, you can say it's completely inspiring to see young people stepping up and speaking out and demanding change. On the other hand, it's a bit depressing that it takes young people to be leading the way.
Yes.
Here, because where's the adult leadership that they're calling for?
Definitely. So the youngsters have mobilized themselves, and we as adults have sort of come together as the African Climate Alliance, and we've been supporting these youth-led movements, this youth-led movement, which is Fridays for Future. And what we've been doing is try to organize transport for them, marshals, make sure the traffic is there, traffic services are there, make sure we've got emergency services on call in case anything happens, just so that we can support them. And there's that safety element because they are kids, and majority of them are high school learners under the age of 18. So it is depressing that it's come to this, but there is a group of adults from different organizations, and we are trying to support them as much as we can. And I think it's about time that someone does something about it, and it's their future, so it makes sense that they are the ones doing it.
Now, what they're doing tomorrow is gathering at Kaiserkracht, making their way down Kaiserkracht, Darling Street, towards Parliament. There is going to be a rally outside Parliament and a picket. And then what happens after that, Denisha?
What we'll be doing after that, obviously we'll do a debriefing with the kids. Fridays for Future is every single Friday, so it doesn't just stop this Friday. After the actual march tomorrow, some of us will continue making banners and posters for the next few Fridays. Most kids will continue staying there up until 4 o'clock, depends on them, and the transport. But after tomorrow, we will continue to picket at Parliament. There's groups that will come, that have been coming since January and sitting outside Parliament every single Friday. As the schools that we associate with, one in particular, which is Lotus High School on the Cape Flats, they will continue to picket alongside their schools, so the roads closest to their schools, along the M5, which is close to their schools. So this is the plan. It's Fridays for Future happens anywhere in Cape Town or wherever you live, closest to your school. And you just take a couple of hours and you make a display and you show that you're protesting against against climate change and against this climate crisis.
Denisha, is there a website or a Facebook page where there's a little bit more information about the Fridays for Future movement for those who are interested in getting involved?
Yes, so there's Fridays for Future on Facebook, and then you can also follow us on Center Safe Forum, which is also on Facebook.
Denisha Anant, thanks so much. Conservation Manager at the Princess Flay Forum. So if you're driving past Parliament tomorrow, give them a hoot of support. Better yet, get out the car, find a way to make your way with public transport or shared transport to get to Parliament and support them. The youngsters once again speaking out as part of Fridays for Future, calling for urgent action on climate change.